how often do you check Facebook? Once a day? Twice a day? 20 times? You might be like me and not be on Facebook. For many people, it's frequent. It might be your children, it might be your grandchildren, it might be nieces and nephews, it might be the kids over the road. Would you believe, though, that 100 million hours of video are now consumed every week on Facebook? Just 100 million hours of video. Now, these can be news videos, it might be through YouTube. It's clearly a way a lot of people are getting their information. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook made a surprise visit to a conference in Barcelona over the weekend and made an announcement about 360 virtual reality videos. To discuss this, I'm joined by Tamer Lieber. He's a senior lecturer in internet studies at Curtin University and joins me on the line. Hi, Tamer.
Hi, Jane.
Tamer, what are these new virtual reality apps and how are we going to use them?
So they're actually not that new at all, but it's more the widespread implementation. And what 360 video really does is it allows you, if you're wearing essentially a headset, to be able to move your head around and experience video as if you're immersed in it, as if it's like being in a virtual world. So if you look to the left or you look to the right, it's not like looking at a flat screen, but it's like looking at a 360-degree all-around-you experience.
I've seen them. I think there have been news programs on them. I wonder how many people will use them, will have the time and the wherewithal to use them. Do you think they'll be popular?
I think there's lots of applications for this sort of technology that will be fantastic, everything from sort of, say, pilots who are learning to fly through to people who are wanting to experience and get a feel for possible tourist destinations. But the idea that everyday communication might take place largely using these headsets, I think, is perhaps a bit far-flung. We've seen the sort of the beginnings of virtual reality celebrated a couple of times, and each time there's been a big push for virtual reality. The reality of wearing a clunky headset and trying to do things has meant that it hasn't really taken off, and I suspect Facebook needs to look like it's betting on the future, but I suspect strongly that this will be a future that won't be for everyone.
Oh, that's interesting. So when you say Facebook needs to look like it's betting for the future, so it needs to look like it's going cutting edge all the time and keeping abreast of trends. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. So even though Facebook has more than 1.5 billion users, the trick is for Silicon Valley is it has to be what's coming next, what's the next big thing. And Facebook, of course, has gone, well, we've got pretty much everyone who's using the internet who wants to is on Facebook, so how do we go to that cutting edge? So a couple of years ago, that's why they bought Instagram, and then that's why they bought Oculus, so the people that make the sort of cutting edge of a virtual reality headset. And there is definitely potential for this to be really interesting in quite limited fields, but I just think the idea that everyday communication will happen through a virtual reality headset, I think, is a bit far-fetched when we've seen actually the shift has been to smaller and smaller screens that we carry around with us rather than headsets.
So where do you see the trend going, Tamer?
Oh, look, I think as we see more and more bandwidth mobily, I think we will see people using a lot of streaming video. I think we will see that, I mean, one of the things Zuckerberg said is that the past was text, the present is for photography, and the future is video. I think he's probably right on that. We will be using a lot more video and a lot more streaming video, but I just don't think we'll be experiencing that through clunky headsets.
Do you have to have, for these headsets or anything like that, do you have to have super fast internet?
You certainly have to have faster than 4G. So we are looking at sort of the next generation of mobile devices, if that's what you want to use. Obviously, if you've got decent Wi-Fi at home, you could probably do that now. But it is true that we're seeing lots of experiments about exactly how much bandwidth you need, and that has been one of the stumbling blocks, that for this to work well, for it to feel like immersive video, you've got to get an awful lot of information up and down those wires very quickly.
Here at the ABC, we're using Facebook and video in new ways all the time, Tamer. And yesterday, the US Bureau Chief Zoe Daniels at the ABC hosted a live Q&A on Facebook to discuss the US election. That's pretty innovative, isn't it, for people just to be able to jump on and ask her a question?
Oh, look, I think for most people, the idea of live video through the internet is still quite exciting. I think it is fantastic to have these points of connection where you can actually, you know, engage with people in real time and have people who are in often quite disparate locations able to engage immediately. I think, I mean, you look at Western Australia, it's a big, big, big space. And I think the idea of virtual reality bringing education and medical facilities to some of the regional areas will be a fantastic use. And I think we shouldn't underplay the potential of this technology. I just don't think it's going to replace Facebook messages, for example.
Okay, so we won't be walking around with headsets on anytime soon, Tamara. It's just not a publicity stunt, but hey, we're keeping up with, we're ahead of the curve. Is that it?
That's the one.
Great to speak to you this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks for chatting, Jane. Bye-bye.
Tamara Leve is a senior lecturer in internet studies at Curtin University. Off the